So we're quite a bit farther north than you are, but in the nice sandy soils in Sherburne County, saw my first planters rolling Tuesday. I drove to work this morning, saw people putting potatoes in the ground. From a historical perspective, are we about on schedule, even though we had a very wet, very snowy winter?
Well, you know, you've kind of nailed something a little bit on the head here, and that is things are highly variable. So in certain parts of the state, I've seen tractors in the field, and as you just indicated, up in the sandier soils in your world, you know, some tractors are going and crops are getting put in the ground. I would say that on average for southern Minnesota, for the non-sandier soils, we're probably a bit further behind than what you are. Just because of the nature of the availability of variability of the soil moisture that we've had, the cold conditions that we've had, and this sort of slow warm-up that we've got going on.
And if you get too much farther north than St. Cloud, it's a horse of a whole different color. They may not be in the field for a couple of weeks. So when you look at the profitability outlook for corn versus soybeans, and then you look at the calendar, you're probably going to see people trying to push the envelope on corn. It's just inherently a little more profitable than soybeans at these levels. Are there some danger signs that producers should be looking at to see whether or not corn can go into the soil or how early we can get in?
Oh, you know, that's an absolutely fabulous question. And it really, at this point, relates to two things. And they're both soil-oriented. It's the soil moisture and the soil temperature. If the soil moisture is a bit too high, especially in that top 6 to 8 inches, and we get out into the field prematurely, we can create compaction. Or when planting, we may not get good seed-to-soil contact, for example, which could negatively impact germination and emergence. So soil moisture is the one thing. And in large parts of sort of the heavier texture soils, things you know, have been a little bit wetter. And so we're needing some sunshine and a little bit of wind to dry things out. From the temperature, soil temperature perspective, you know, we're looking at that 55 degree range in soil temperatures, which is really, really kind of a sweet spot for corn to really kind of get in the ground and get germinated and to start to grow. So, you know, right now we're in the mid to upper 40s in soil temperatures in many places in southern Minnesota. So from that sort of surface soil wetness and temperature, we're still a little bit away. And as you kind of were alluding to it, you know, at some point we're going to end up pushing the envelope, right? Because there gets to be a point in time where, you know, with every calendar day, we start to see this drop off the longer we delay in planting. And so at some point in time, farmers are going to feel like we just have to go, and we realize that there are some risks involved, but we need to get the seed in the ground so that all of a sudden when things are good, it'll take off. So, you know, farming is a really, really risky business, but it's the most important thing is the critical period here at getting the seed in the ground and trying to get it in there in a timely manner, kind of given the you know, the soil temperature and moisture conditions that we've had lately, which are really kind of a mirror image of what we had last year in 2022. Very similar conditions.
I don't know what your problem is, Jeff. It says right there on the bag, store in a cool, dark place. And so if you put it in the ground, it's cool, it's dark. I'm doing exactly what the bag told me to do. There any simple tests that a producer can do to make sure that moisture-wise, we're not going to have what I call furrow sidewall issues, you know, where they get too tight, problems with seed placement? Because corn's picky. Soybeans, you have a little bit of wiggle room, but corn needs almost ideal conditions. Are there any tests we can do before we roll that planter to see if it's safe?
Yeah, no, that's another great question. And you know, this is a really simple thing. When we just get beginning soil students, we do this. It's just kind of that hand feel test. You know, go out, you know, take a little shovel, dig up some soil, put it in your hand, and you know, try to make a ball out of it. And if that ball stays together and you squeeze it a little bit and water comes out, it's too wet. You know, if you put that try to make that ball and put it in your hand, and it you can't make the ball, it's really dry. But, you know, people can kind of think about that sweet spot where you make a ball of soil, it'll stick together. You can kind of bounce it a little bit in your hand, and it stays pretty well together. These are good indications. The other thing, too, is that when you look at the color of your hand, if all of a sudden you put that soil in your hand, you make a little ball out of it, and it's sticking together, and your hand's not, like, totally brown or black, you're probably in good shape. If it's totally brown or black, that means it was probably a bit too wet. And that can just be kind of a simple indication of, are we ready to go? Are we too wet, or you know, are we too dry? I'd rather be in that middle ground, like you say with corn, to make sure that things are in a perfect condition and get that seed in the ground and give it its best opportunity to thrive.
Looking at small grains, you get a little more flexibility there. But now my farm was in northeast North Dakota, around the Grand Forks
oh, sure.
County area. And so my date was kind of the 5th of May was where we could start to see a yield reduction, a pretty substantial yield reduction going down into about the 1st of June. Around here, central Minnesota, is there any, dates for corn that we should be particularly concerned about where we start to see a yield drag?
Yeah, you know, I mean, usually for southern Minnesota, you know, when we start looking at a lot of that, it's usually about that anywhere between like that 10th and the 14th of May where we start to see that the sort of the daily drop off in yield starts to increase. So having said that, we clearly have some time to be able to get the crop in the ground. You know, we're still in the last week of April. Ideally, would have had some in. Our small grains are in around here. We got in that window when it was dry and they got some snow and rain on it. But, you know, we've still got, you know, a good couple of weeks before we need to start really kind of worrying too much. But, you know, the forecasts are out there. I've seen that next week is going to be a little bit similar to this week, where we might be a little bit cooler. But if we're dry, that's going to be a good thing, that once those planters can get rolling, we're going to be in great shape. And it's going to happen sooner than later. Every year we get the crop in the ground. So,
yeah. My grandpa used to say all the time, we've never not planted a crop.
Exactly.
So that's important to remember. Finally, looking at the Dralmer Palt Index, or otherwise known as the Palmer Drought Index. Do not try this at home. I am a professional speaker. It still shows abnormally dry conditions through the west half of Minnesota. Now, I'm looking at the snow that we had, especially in northwest Minnesota. Has the snow been able to recharge at least the subsoil moisture?
You know, it actually has not, and that's some of the challenge that we have, is that kind of this rule of thumb. One of my great colleagues years ago, Mark Seeley, told me, when we get the snowfall and we measure what the available water is in that snow, about 25% of it actually gets into the soil. And, you know, so when you look at the amount of snow that we had, you know, up in northwest Minnesota, I know it varies from area to area. We had about 60 inches of snow down here. We were somewhere in that neighborhood of about 6 or 7 inches of moisture in that snowpack that we had, which is not a lot. But when you think about a quarter of it, you know, you're looking at, you know, less than 2 inches of water. That was not going to recharge the whole entire soil profile down, you know, to 3 or 4 feet. What has been actually very, very helpful for us in some of the late snows that we've gotten is that the frost has been out of the ground, and some of those later snows that we've had, you know, mid to late April, have actually thawed out, and actually more of that moisture has been getting into the ground. And a few of these later spring rains that we've had have been advantageous. But we have not what I would consider recharged the whole entire soil profile yet. We've got a little ways to go there. But, you know, if the present trend continues where we've got some of these cloudy, cooler conditions, we're not evaporating a lot of moisture. So the water that's there is going to stay there, and it's not going to get so wet that all of a sudden, say, for example, places that have subsurface tile drainage, they're not going to start flowing, you know, massively where we're losing a lot of water. So we still got a little ways to go to catch up to where we need to be for soil moisture, but we've had a good start to this spring.
Yeah, that's one of the biggest challenges I had moving from Grand Forks County now into Sherburne County. Boy, the ground is a lot sandier here, and this thaw, I didn't see a whole lot of mud puddles, or if I did, they didn't stay for more than a day.
Yep, nope, they don't, and that water will disappear pretty quickly. So, you know, up in those sands, definitely, you know, we've gotten a wetter profile than in some of the heavier stuff. So, you know, again, you don't have to travel far out of that central sand area to get into some of those heavier areas, and I've worked with some folks up in Yellow Medicine County and some of the areas a little west of you guys that, and up toward Appleton, where, you know, they've got some heavy ground and they've got some irrigated lighter ground, so... some of that lighter ground will probably be able to go earlier, and the heavier ground probably have to wait a few days. But, next couple of weeks we'll be in the ground, and before you know it, those little plants will be popping up and the rows will start turning green and life will be good.